We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Home fires claim seven lives every day, but having working smoke alarms can cut the risk of death by half. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers in the community to help install hundreds of free smoke alarms and help make homes safer for local families in Fontana, Murrieta, and El Cajon. On the line to tell us more about the Sound the Alarm campaign is Red Cross Disaster Preparedness Manager Melissa Altman. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Melissa, tell us about the importance of home fire safety and the Sound the Alarm campaign.
Yes, absolutely. So the American Red Cross responds to home fires every single day. So around the nation, that's one of our number one responses. We have so many home fires that happen. So as you mentioned, seven people die every single day in the United States. So the American Red Cross wanted to do something to prevent those deaths. So we are installing smoke alarms around the nation for our national Sound the Alarm campaign. Here in Southern California, we have three upcoming events. We have one in Fontana, one in El Cajon, San Diego County, and then one in Murrieta. And these three events, we are hoping to install over 1,300 smoke alarms and make over 500 homes safer. We not only install the alarms, we make sure they're tested and working, but we also make sure to do some home fire education while we're with them. So we're really excited to be out there. Again, it is such a fun event, and it honestly makes such a huge impact in the community. So we're looking for volunteers, so I hope some people will join us.
And how do the free smoke alarm installations work? Do volunteers need to have experience?
No, absolutely not, actually. The volunteers will get trained on site, but there's different roles available for every volunteer. So as I mentioned, we have one person is the educator. So they go through home fire education as well as wildfire and earthquake safety information. And then another person is what we call the documenter. And that person is just making sure they document all the things that happen in the home, including how the alarms were installed. And so you don't need any education. You don't need to know how to install a smoke alarm. We'll take care of all the training ahead of time, and it's really fun for everyone involved.
And is there an age limit for volunteers? And how about groups of volunteers like neighborhoods or other service groups?
Yeah, we actually have a lot of teenagers and families that join us. There's not really a lot of our volunteers are young youth and in our youth clubs as well as families. And there's no actually youth requirement age limit, but we do have a parental consent, and then parents can join the younger youth, and they can do really any role. They join them in the house as long as they're, again, the younger ones are with their families. And again, we really encourage family, friends, coworkers, anyone who would love to join us. That's who we'd love to have come out. So anyone can come and join us, and really, it's a fun day.
And in addition to installing free smoke alarms, what other types mm-hmm. of home fire safety resources are you providing residents?
Yeah, we actually go through our home fire safety information. So many people don't know that you only have about 2 minutes to escape a home fire. Home fires go very, very fast. And it's actually the smoke that will poison your lungs and prevent you from breathing. So we go through how to get out of your home safely. We actually sit down with the residents and create a home fire escape plan. We talk about how to get out of each room. We require at least two ways out of every single room. And we talk to them about having a meeting place. It's really crucial that people understand everyone in the household needs to know where they're going to meet. It's because so many people rush out very quickly. Some go out the front door, some go out the back door, and then they don't know that they're out safely. And firefighters go back in to save lives, not knowing that people may already be out. So having that meeting point for the entire household is crucial. So we sit down and talk to them about that, and we go through, again, the home fire safety checklist information, including things like making sure they're checking their smoke alarm at least once a month. We have a saying, we say, keep an eye on what you fry. Most home fires are actually started in the kitchen, So we want to make sure people know how to prevent the fires from starting in the first place. So those are just a few things we go through. But again, it's a really easy day and fun day where we talk to people and make sure they understand how to stay safe and prevent those home fires.
I'm speaking with Melissa Altman, Red Cross Disaster Preparedness Manager, about their Sound the Alarm campaign. Since we're talking about home fire education, what are some home fire safety tips?
Sure. So I mentioned to keep an eye on what you fry. So that means stay in the kitchen. Someone is always with the flame in the kitchen at all times. Another thing we say is 3 feet from the heat. So making sure that any kind of furniture or curtains, dish towels, et cetera, are at least 3 feet away from any kind of heating source, like fireplaces or space heaters. We also say making sure that children are not playing with matches and lighters. It's very unfortunate, but a lot of children actually start fires in their homes. So making sure those matches and lighters are locked away, not able to be grabbed by any children. We also say that if you have smoke alarms that have batteries, making sure you change those batteries every year. And then the ones that don't have that have the built-in batteries, making sure that you're testing those alarms to making sure they're working every single month. The alarms that we're installing on our events, they're actually 10-year alarms. So you really have a great 10-year alarm that you don't even need to replace the batteries. There's no 9-volt batteries needed. So it's a great device. And again, completely free for anyone. There's no qualifications. We just want to make sure everyone has those working home smoke alarms. So those are just a few tips.
How has this Sound the Alarm campaign helped the community in the past?
Well, actually, the campaign has been going on since 2014. And so far, we've documented at least 1,275 lives saved across the country and several in our Southern California region. And so those are lives that may not have gotten out of their homes had they not had a working smoke alarm. And it's really crucial that we could get these smoke alarms in those homes just for that reason. We can save people's lives. Another thing is that we know that we've actually made over 975,000 households safer by not only installing alarms, but also going through the education with them. So it's really crucial that they have us come in and get those smoke alarms. And again, everyone qualifies. So it's kind of a win-win.
If someone is interested in having a smoke alarm installed in their own home, is there a way to request one throughout the year?
Absolutely. Yep. You can actually visit our website. It's soundthealarm.org/SoCal. And they can schedule an appointment online. And what happens, it's about a 20-minute visit, and a Red Cross volunteer will call you in advance and schedule a day that they're going to come out. And they'll come to your home, they'll do the education, install the smoke alarm, and make your home safer. So it's super easy, it's very quick. Just 20 minutes of your life can actually save your whole household. So make sure to call us and sign up for a free smoke alarm installation.
And in addition to helping to make a difference in the community, which is the most important thing, are there any incentives to join this community event?
Absolutely. It's actually a really fun event. It's one of my favorite things that we do with the American Red Cross. So you help obviously save the lives. And we also provide free lunch. We have free snacks and free t-shirts throughout the day. And we just want volunteers to know it's a really fun event and they're making a huge impact in the community. So we know when we go into those homes, no matter what happens, that home is now safer because they have working smoke alarms. So it's a really good feeling. It's super fun. You get to meet a bunch of new volunteers and other people in the community. So it's a really great chance to come together and do good for our community.
And volunteers are needed for the Sound the Alarm campaign in Fontana and El Cajon this Saturday, and then in Murrieta next weekend. Where can we go to sign up or get more information?
Absolutely. You can go to our website. And again, it's soundthealarm.org/SoCal, or they can visit our redcross.org/SoCal and go there anytime throughout the year, and they can get information about how they can volunteer, also how they can sign up for a free smoke alarm installation. But yes, we are very, very desperate for some new volunteers. Just in San Diego County, we need 170 volunteers. So all the hands can really help us get to more homes and make more homes safer. So we hope people join us. Like you said, Fontana is on Saturday, May 14th. Our El Cajon event is Saturday, May 14th as well from 8 to 2. And then our Murrieta event is Saturday, May 21st. So we hope people join us and come visit us for a really great time and to make an impact.
I've been speaking with Red Cross Disaster Preparedness Manager Melissa Altman. Thank you so much for talking with us today. And thank you for making our communities a little bit safer.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I hope some people join us for a fun time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.